Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No chance. Fumbles. Polamalu scoops it up. Polamalu with one man chasing him. Donald Lee, and now he's off and untouched.
Roethlisberger throws. End zone. Touchdown. Mike Wallace with no time left. We're tied at 36. Jordy Nelson, touchdown, Green Bay. Approaching the 2-minute warning here in Arlington, over the middle, caught. Touchdown, Greg Jennings. Rodgers looking left, comes to his right, Jennings, touchdown. Second and two. As we start the fourth quarter, Pittsburgh with the ball down by four. Mendenhall, loss of football. Picked up by Bishop. Matthews and Pickett combined on the tackle to knock it out. And it's the third Steeler turnover of Super Bowl 45. Final snap of Super Bowl 45. The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl. The Lombardi Trophy is coming home. And Mike McCarthy from the Greenfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, gets the Gatorade bath along the sideline. Tears in the eyes of Donald Driver.
Brett got traded, and then he went to one of the hated rivals. You know, I was in New Jersey for a couple years. I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. This is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
Ah, the lie detector determined that that is a lie. Steelers, Packers, two of the flagship franchises in the NFL. The Packers around for a century. The Steelers with six Lombardi trophies. Aaron Rodgers, 18 years in Green Bay, and now he plays his former team. Aaron Rodgers says this is not a revenge game, and time does heal all wounds. I believe in that. I've had, not to pat myself on the back here, many girlfriends through my life, and not really ever experienced an amicable breakup, but I've seen many of my girlfriends, my exes, in the years that have passed, and we get along great now. Some of them we talk on Instagram, others I've seen out on the town. You catch up, you see how things are going, and yeah, time heals all wounds. But Aaron Rodgers doesn't seem to me like he's all that forgiving a person. Aaron Rodgers seems to me like a guy who can hold a grudge. And I think Looking back on it, he understands why the Packers did what the Packers did, why they drafted Jordan Love. And then Aaron Rodgers, because he was ticked off for greatness, subsequently won the MVP that season. But in the moment, he was pissed. And obviously, when he wound up with the New York Jets, there weren't warm and fuzzy feelings between he and the Packers front office. I don't think he's got an axe to grind to the level that he did with the New York Jets. Shoot. Remember what he said after the Jets game? He wanted to beat everybody associated with the New York Jets organization. Aaron Glenn made him fly all the way across the country only to meet with him for 5 minutes to tell him he didn't want him to be the quarterback of the New York Jets. How's that working out, by the way, Aaron Glenn? 0-7, and your owner, Woody Johnson, is pooing all over your quarterback, Justin Fields. Aaron Rodgers ain't as ticked off about the way things ended with the Packers as he was the Jets. He spoke glowingly about his 18 years. He was on a video call with the Packers media yesterday, and he said every good thing in his life has come from football and has come from being a Green Bay Packer. And he started his career there, and he's going to retire a Green Bay Packer. But I still think Aaron Rodgers wants to shove it to these guys. This is a much more important football game for Aaron Rodgers than any normal football game. And because of that, we'll get it out of the way early. I think the Steelers are going to win this game. A lot of the tangible matchup stuff favors the Green Bay Packers. Guess what? All the tangible matchup stuff favored the Steelers last week against the Cincinnati Bengals. The one thing you can't predict is football being football. And the Steelers, well, they fell short. It's not going to happen this weekend. Aaron Rodgers is going to lead the Steelers to victory. The Packers running game is better than the Steelers. The Packers running defense better than the Steelers. The pass defense for the Packers is better than the Steelers. Pretty much across the board, Green Bay statistically is a better football team. That's why they're on the road in a primetime game where you know that crowd's going to be in a frenzy and they're favored in the matchup. But the Steelers got one thing that the Packers don't. They've got Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers is going to engineer victory for Pittsburgh come Sunday night. Aaron Rodgers is going to be the reason why the Steelers win this football game. Rodgers, in his first quote-unquote revenge game of the season, he threw 4 touchdown passes against the Jets. And you might say, whoa, the Jets stink. The Jets do stink. But Aaron Rodgers hadn't played a snap with the Pittsburgh Steelers in the regular season. He hadn't played a snap for the Pittsburgh Steelers in the preseason. All you had was Rodgers running around on a practice field against what we now know is not a great Pittsburgh Steelers defense. And he went out there and he threw 4 touchdown passes. Aaron Rodgers wasn't the reason why the Steelers lost the game on Thursday, despite Mike Tomlin saying it was the turnovers, despite Aaron Rodgers saying it was the turnovers. My man threw 4 touchdown passes. They scored 31 points. He wasn't the reason they lost that football game. His mobility was on display in a way it hasn't been this season. I think Aaron Rodgers is trending in the right direction. I think he's going to play the game of his season on Sunday night against Green Bay because this is a man who's going to meet the moment. He did it against the Jets. He did it on primetime football against the Cincinnati Bengals. He's 45-30, by the way, in primetime games in his NFL career. And Aaron Rodgers is a man who understands football history. That was evident from the first press conference he had as a Pittsburgh Steeler. When Caboli and Brooke Pryor and Tim Benz and our very own Jeff Hathorn are shoving their microphones up in his face, and he named just about every single person who has ever coached, played in the NFL who's from the Pittsburgh area. Aaron Rodgers is a student of the game. Not just the X's and O's, not just game planning, not just working his tail off. He understands the history of this game. And Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure, knows that should he beat the Green Bay Packers, he would become just the 7th quarterback to beat every NFL team. Joining Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Brett Favre, Joe Montana, and Fran Tarkenton. Now, both Montana and Tarkenton did it when the NFL had 28 teams, so Rodgers, should he beat the Packers, would become just the fifth quarterback to beat all 32 NFL teams. Mahomes has beaten 31. He'd have to jump ship to beat the Chiefs. Russell Wilson would need to beat the Seahawks. I don't know he's ever going to play again. Matthew Stafford just needs to beat the Steelers, oddly enough, to complete his 32-team run. But Rodgers can make history on Sunday night. He can beat his old team. He can shove it up the backside of upper management's rear end. And he can get the Steelers off to a 5-2 start. I think Rodgers is going to carry the Steelers to a win on Sunday night. What say you? 412-928-9370. He's going to be the reason why they win. I don't have much faith in the Steelers' defense in this game. We've got 4 hours to tell you why. A lot of the matchups favor Green Bay. But I'm going with the intangible here. I'm going with number 8, slanging that rock around. I think when we come back in here to do the show on Monday morning and we're breaking this thing down chapter and verse, we're talking about one man and one man only, and that's Aaron Rodgers. He's going to meet this moment. He's going to beat his former team. The Packers' opponents are running the ball at just 33.7% of the time. That's the lowest in the NFL because they are stopping the run better than any team in the sport. Teams have just given up. Yards per carry, they're near the top of the league. Teams don't want to run the ball against the Packers. The Steelers have run the ball much better in the last 3 weeks. I'm not sure that continues, so you put the ball in Aaron's hands and you say, you go do it. And I think he will. The Packers, while they're good, statistically they passed the eye test. They've scored 27 points in 5 of their games. They're the only team in the NFL to do that apart from the Indianapolis Colts. They're a different team on the road. They're 1-1-1 on the road. They lost 13-10 to the Browns. They tied the Cowboys 40-40, and they struggled to put away the Cardinals, but pulled out a win. So that would be something to keep an eye on, the Steelers at home v. a team that's not been as good on the road. Aaron Rodgers is going to get it done. When the Steelers win the turnover battle, they win the game. Think about how they've won the last 5 years. You protect the football. You try to run the football. You most of the time play pretty good defense unless you're playing a good team or unless it's a playoff game. But you win the turnover battle, you win the game. Aaron Rodgers turned it over twice last week. Do you think that's going to happen again for a second consecutive week? I don't. The Packers also don't force a lot of turnovers. They've forced only 3 on the season. Now, they've only turned it over 3 times, so they sit at even in the turnover differential department, whereas the Steelers are plus 5. Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in the history of the sport of protecting the football, and the Packers don't take the ball away. I like that matchup aspect for Aaron Rodgers. Most of the stuff in this game favors Green Bay. I think the Steelers have a quarterback advantage, and that's to take nothing away from Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love's a really good player, but this is why you bring Aaron Rodgers in. You think about these next 3 weeks, much can be made about the Steelers' defense. Oh my God, how do you shut down Jordan Love? How do you shut down Josh Jacobs? How do you shut down Jonathan Taylor? How do you shut down that high-powered Indianapolis Colts offense? Oh my God, did you see what happened with Justin Herbert last night? He put up 37 points. He threw 3 touchdowns. Jeez Louise, what's this Steelers' defense going to do in this murderer's row of a schedule? It's probably not going to fare well. But that's why you bring Rodgers in, to win games like Sunday night and to outperform these offenses these next 3 weeks. And I think he gets them off to a good start going 1-0 in this 3-game stretch with a victory over the Packers on Sunday Night Football. Do you agree? 412-928-9370. It's only been 6 games of Rodgers. I got a ton of faith in this guy. Do you? Do you think that the Steelers will beat the Packers? And do you think Rodgers will be the reason why? I want to hear from you. Open phones until 8 o'clock when we're joined by Chris Carter. Let's join the conversation. It's a Football Friday, 412-928-9370. Your calls, texts, and tweets coming up next. And we will get a little bit deeper into this murderer's row of a schedule because rut-row raggy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It starts with Josh Jacobs, and not only because of the circumstances that we're in coming off of a subpar performance in terms of stopping a run, but he's just a catalyst for a lot that goes on with them. He's a nuts and bolts player, man. He's really good. He's got a great run demeanor. His pile almost always falls the right way from his perspective. We've been familiar with him. We played against him recently when he was in Vegas. He has just been a big time acquisition for them. I think he's got 23 rushing touchdowns since they acquired him last year, and that's just a staggering number, but it speaks to his involvement in what it is that they do.
Mike Tomlin talking about Josh Jacobs, one of the very best running backs in the NFL at crossing the plane and scoring touchdowns. The Steelers' rush defense, not sure if you guys watched last Thursday, bad, very bad, real, real bad. Packers' offense is very good. One of the under-discussed guys, Tucker Kraft. Mike Tomlin talked about touchdowns by Josh Jacobs. You go back to last year. Second most touchdown receptions by a tight end in the NFL, Tucker Kraft. And then he was their most targeted pass catcher last week. The Steelers have generally struggled with tight ends, so there's a lot for Peyton Wilson to pay attention to this week. The Packers offense also runs the ball 49% of the time. They only throw it 51% of the time. And Mike Tomlin was so fixated on the damn run when Chase Brown only toted the thing 11 times last week that it screwed up the entire defense. Now you know the Green Bay Packers want to run the ball. So I have big concerns about the Steelers' defense on Sunday night. They play better at home. TJ Watt plays better at home. The pass rush better at home. But Jordan Love was only sacked one time last week. I think this game, if the Steelers win, is going to be on the shoulders of Aaron Rodgers, and I think he's going to pull it out for them. What say you at 412-928-9370? Do you think that Aaron Rodgers will engineer victory for the Steelers on Sunday night? I'm very confident in his ability to do so because I think he's pissed off for greatness. He said all the right things in his press conference. He talked about how much he loves Green Bay when he was on with the Packers media. But I still think the way that it all went down a few years back can't totally sit well with Rodgers. This is not a man who's forgiving. This is not a guy who forgives and forgets. He's a guy that holds grudges. And I think that's going to bring out the best in him like it did week one against the Jets. What do you think? 412-928-9370. Best caller on this or any subject today will win a pair of tickets to an awesome event. We'll give you more details on that soon. So give us a ring, 412-928-9370 on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The Steelers are spending more money on defense than any team in the NFL, and this three-game stretch is going to test the defense in a way that they have yet to be tested this year, which doesn't make me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. The Steelers gave up over 30 points to the New York Jets, and they can't score on a Pop Warner team right now. Their quarterback can't complete passes against a Pop Warner team right now. The Steelers gave up 30 points to Joe Flacco last week. The Steelers gave up 31 points to the Seattle Seahawks at home. And now you're taking on a Packers team that's been as consistent offensively as any team in the sport, scoring 27 or more points in five of their games. Then you're going to take on the Indianapolis Colts, the highest scoring team in the NFL that has put up massive numbers on just about every team they faced. And then, oh, a team that I was pretty confident in the Steelers being able to beat, actually, the Los Angeles Chargers, they just put up 37 points on what I consider to be a good defense in Minnesota. And Justin Herbert threw three touchdowns. The Steelers need to win two of these three games. And if they're going to do that, I don't think it's going to be the defense all of a sudden turning it around. I don't think this Steelers defense can just flip a switch and all of a sudden become the steel curtain. I think it's going to be on the offense continuing to grow and improve. An offense that's top 10 in the NFL in points scored, that's top 5 in the NFL in red zone conversions. I think they need to continue to get better, and I think that they will. Aaron Rodgers seems to be drinking out of the fountain of youth. Aaron Rodgers last weekend moved around better, or last Thursday moved around better than we'd seen him move around yet this season. Now, part of that is the Cincinnati pass rush stinks, but also I think Aaron Rodgers is more comfortable with the offense, and I think the Achilles is 100%. I think this three-game stretch is as much about him out-dueling great offenses and great quarterbacks as it is about the defense figuring it out. And I think it's going to start on Sunday night, and I think he's going to out-duel Jordan Love. What do you think? 412-928-9370. Are you buying what I'm selling? I got so many people on the text line right now, I'm not kidding about this, who are saying, if you're so confident that the Steelers are going to beat the Packers, why don't you put your nipples on the line? I'm not going to do that. I'm proud of Pony. He's following through what has to be the most painful thing he's ever experienced physically in his life. He is raising money. We are raising money at the Fan for breast cancer research at McGee Women's Hospital. Tickets will go on sale today at 937thefan.com. But I am not going to put my nipples on the line.
See, but I think that's the beauty of Pony, which I give him some props and respect. He's so confident in his opinions that he's willing to take punishment if he's wrong. And I think that this just tells the people that maybe you're apprehensive and you don't actually believe in your opinion.
I believe in my opinion. I'm not going to put my nipples on the line.
Then you're not that confident.
Look, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. Don't you do it to me. All right, I'll put it out there. If the Steelers lose to the Packers, I'll get my nipples pierced next to Pony. Just kidding. There's no freaking chance. I can't even watch that guy get his nipples pierced.
You could do another thong bet. I'm still waiting to see what that might look like.
Nah, it's okay. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to play the best game he plays as a Pittsburgh Steeler on Sunday night. The Packers defense gave up 10 catches and two touchdowns to Trey McBride. Now, Trey McBride is better than any of the Steelers' tight ends, but the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. And the Steelers use their tight ends and target their tight ends more than any team in football. That's a matchup to watch. I think Aaron Rodgers is, again, going to throw multiple touchdown passes to tight ends, and he's going to be the reason why the Steelers win this game. Do you have confidence in Aaron Rodgers beating the Green Bay Packers? I want to hear from you. 412-928-9370. Best caller wins a pair of tickets to an awesome event. We'll take your calls, texts, and tweets when we come back. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Steelers, Packers, Sunday Night Football. Aaron Rodgers has a chance to do something that only five quarterbacks have done in NFL history, and that's beat all 32 teams. He's going up against Jordan Love, the guy that replaced him. Aaron Rodgers, a football historian. He knows what's on the line. He talked about it. I think he's going to be the reason why the Steelers win this game. Do you agree? That's our Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Got some calls on hold. We'll get to you in a second at 412-928-9370. I know that Rodgers and Love have a good relationship, but there's something to showing your ex that you are still hot. That's what you do in a breakup. You post some sexy shots on Instagram. You go, you lift some weights. You eat protein. You lean out. You peacock a little bit. You get your hair cut.
Have you done this before?
Oh, yeah, buddy. Well, my wife dumped me in college. You got to do everything you can to make them think, oh, what did I do? What a big mistake. And I think Aaron Rodgers wants to show the world that he's better than Jordan Love. And I think he's going to do it. I think he's going to outperform him on Sunday night. What do you think? 412-928-9370. We got a text here saying, Crowley, if you're not willing to pierce your nipples, it's because you've got huge Hershey Kiss nips. That's not it. I actually have the opposite.
His chest is very hairy, if you've ever seen it.
I do
have. And your stomach is weirdly hairy, too.
I know. I got hair all over the damn place, Harry. I do. But I have very tiny nipples. Very tiny nipples. I don't think that they would stand up to a piercing. Let's go to Michael and Moon. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's up?
look, I'm going to tell you why Aaron Rodgers is going to be the factor in beating the Packers. And it's not that he's a vindictive, you know, I'm going to get you back. I think it's just a business, unfinished business. He feels like an itch that has to be scratched.
Well, how often does a guy, and I'll let you finish, Michael, but how often does a guy who's been in the league for 21 years get to do something that he's never done before?
And absolutely.
And that's what's on the line on Sunday night.
That's the unfinished business part. You know, he's going to get that opportunity. And here's the other thing. Big moments seem to trend in his life. He's a guy that's built for the big moment.
I'm with you.
And this is going to be another big moment. Maybe even in some degree career defining.
I think, Michael, when we look back on Aaron Rodgers' hopefully just first season with the Pittsburgh Steelers, that this will be the game that pops into mind forever. We've seen, and we played it off the top of the show, some unreal moments between the Packers and Steelers. Charlie Batch beat the Packers and Brett Favre on the road at Lambeau Field in 2005. If the Steelers don't win that game, they don't make the playoffs, they don't win Super Bowl 40. Troy Polamalu had the touchdown, picking up a fumble, taking it the distance. That was the deciding factor in that game. You had Mike Wallace getting the 2 feet in, an unbelievable throw from Ben in one of his best games of his career in 2009. Those are just two regular season games that pop into my brain. I think we're in for another instant classic on Sunday night, and I think Aaron Rodgers is going to come out on top. Sean in Bellevue next up. Hi, Sean.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. What up?
So,
you all right there, Sean? That's early. 412-928-9370. Sean, if you want to call back, feel free to call back. He's not going to win the tickets to the improv under hypnosis at Carnegie of Homestead Music Hall on November 9th. That's what you're calling in to win, by the way. Best caller at 412-928-9370 wins two tickets to see Improv Under Hypnosis at Carnegie of Homestead Music Hall on November 9th. By the way, I was driving in this morning and I pop all around different radio stations, and there's a semi-popular radio station in this market that clearly has people from out of the market recording things overnight. And this dude pops on and goes, "I'd like to thank everybody in Carnegie for listening to our radio station today." Wow, what a nice local touch. You know why they do it. "I'd like to thank everybody in Bethel Park for listening to our radio station today," to make it sound like they're local. Dead giveaway when you call it Carnegie. Next up, thanks to everybody for listening in North Versailles. Let's go to Ron in the car. Hi, Ron. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, two things. Hope Dorn's doing well. Seen some pictures on social media. Family looks good.
Yeah, they're doing great. He was super excited yesterday. There's a photo right after the baby was born where both Dorn and his lovely lady Rochelle are covering their mouths because you just know they're so overcome with emotion. It made me tear up. It was such a beautiful photo. But things are going great with our guy Dickerson.
Absolutely. That's great. So, hey, yeah, this Sunday night, you know, the storyline is going to be Rodgers on TV. But we know in Pittsburgh, the storyline's the defense. This defense has to bounce back. That's going to win or lose the game right there. So,
do you think it will? Because I don't think the defense is bouncing back.
History this year, it says we're going to give up 30 points.
Yeah.
So,
last 13 games, Ron, the Steelers' defense is giving up 25 points per game. So it's even that it's just the small sample size of this season. I mean, really, that's almost a full season's worth of games. That is who they are until proven otherwise. It's not a good defense.
Yeah, and it's just even Austin coming out saying yesterday, you know, when he was talking, it's just not good what we're getting from the defense. You know, we ran Canada out of town a few years ago, and Austin has given this pass, Don't know why, but, you know, he's still here.
He's given a pass because it's Mike Tomlin's defense, but I think at the end of the year, if the results continue down this path, he won't be back next season, Ron. I appreciate the call.
Real quick, how funny was that Tua said he wasn't tall enough to see over his offensive line?
Man, he said the quiet part out loud. I can't believe that. That'd be like Kenny Pickett throwing a game-losing interception and saying, well, ball slipped out because my hands are tiny. You can't do that, man. Thank you for the call, Ron.
Have a good day.
You too, buddy. 412-928-9370. I think Rodgers is going to have the game of his Steelers career, not just to this point. I think when we look back on Aaron Rodgers' Steelers tenure, whether it spans 1 year or two, this will be the game we talk about forever. They're going to wear the stupid uniforms, and the Packers are going to be wearing all white, and they're going to play these highlights forever. It's going to look like highlighters on the football field, and we're going to watch this over and over again to get pumped up before other games. I do that. Do you do that? Steelers got a big game. You throw in a classic highlight package from YouTube. I do that all the time. I think we're going to be doing that looking back on this game. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to throw 4 or 5 touchdown passes and be the reason why the Steelers win this game. 412-928-9370. You can weigh in on this on the phone lines, the text lines, and on Twitter. We'll take your calls on this. When we come back, Sidney Crosby also drinking from that fountain of youth. And a youthful guy made his mark.
Slides it over to Kindle. He's got some space to Novak. Back to Kindle. He scores! Oh, the rookie with a missile!
It's a football Friday, but the hockey club is generating some buzz. They just beat the defending champs. Tristan Jarry was out flipping standing. I'm not buying into him. We've seen this in his career. He'll go through stretches where he plays great puck. But Ben Kindle, the give, the go, the finish, that kid belongs in the league. He needs to stay in the league. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. He reminds me of Jake Guentzel. He does. I'm not saying he's going to be what Jake Guentzel has become, but he's a really smart hockey player. He's 18 years old. He's playing like a mature adult. And I just don't think you can remove him from this team. Harrison Brunick sat last night. If that's what they're going to do, if they're going to do the load management thing with the 19 and 18-year-olds, I'm totally fine with it if it means they stay up here for the remainder of the season. What is Ben Kindle going to learn playing amongst boys? Play in the league, give him some nights off so that he can withstand the rigors of the NHL, but he's going to get fed the best food up here. He's going to work with the best conditioning staff. He's going to learn from Sidney Crosby. That kid's got it. That is obvious. He's only going to get better playing up here, so keep him up here. That finish was outstanding. And they're 6-2. Who'd have thunk? Bob Grove, Penguins historian, tweeted this out last night. 8 games into the 09 season. So Penguins won the cup. Gino was 22 years old. First 8 games, 13 points. Crosby was 21. He had 11 points in 8 games. Sid has 11 points now at age 38. That's crazy. He had 2 goals and an assist last night. Gino's got 12 points in 8 games. So he's pacing like the 08-09 Gino. I don't know how long this will last, but it's super enjoyable right now. And I'm soaking it all up. You keep it going until Thanksgiving, I'll buy fully into this club, but I'm enjoying every moment of this. And even if they fall off, that's why you keep Kindle and Brunick up here. I want to see how these young guys perform. And at some point, Murashov, who's tearing up Wilkes-Barre right now, he'll be up because he's your goaltender of the future. 412-928-9370. Bob in Heidelberg, though, wants to talk Steelers. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great, Bob. How are you doing today?
Good, good. A little chilly out this morning.
Sure is.
But anyway, I had a beef about the Post-Gazette. Oh. For years, I'd sit down at my Steeler game in the morning, you know, at 1 o'clock, whatever. I'd open up the newspaper, and I'd have the roster there. And the roster would list height, weight, experience, all that stuff. Now, for some reason, some bright boy at the Post-Gazette did away with all that and puts the college where these people went to school. What use is that to me if I want to know if a little guy tackled some veteran that's got him by 50 pounds? I need to know that kind of information.
You can find that out.
Went to school.
You can find that out, Bob. I'm sure they got the roster on Steelers.com with the heights and weights, but maybe I'm wrong. I had to laugh, and thank you for the call, Bob. You think Bob works for the Trib? You think Bob works for the Athletic, and he's just trying to throw shade at the Post-Gazette? That's a weird call. I had to laugh the other day, though, on the Thursday night broadcast when they listed Darnell Washington as 6'7", 300-plus pounds. Not a specific weight. They just wrote 300-plus, which we all know to be true. But the Steelers dance around it. They don't want to tell you how much he weighs for whatever reason. 412-928-9370. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. We'd love you to call in. We got a vibe check coming up next. How you feeling about Steelers-Packers? I've already picked the Steelers. We'll get into some of the matchup details, the nitty-gritty, at 412-928-9370. And best caller is going to win two tickets to see Improv Under Hypnosis at Carnegie Homestead Music Hall on November 9th. Yes, Harry.
I agree with that caller. You know how I feel about college sports. Give me the height and weight instead.
I mean, that is more useful. It's also 2025. If you want the heights and weights of the players, unless they're Darnell Washington, you can find it on the internet.
You can find the college on the internet, too.
You sure can. And, hey, I don't know whether it's true or not, this Post-Gazette thing. I'm not saying Bob's a liar. He's probably right about it. I'm sure you could fit all of it. I'm sure you can fit the college, the heights, and the weights. What are we even talking about? Vibe check, 412-928-9370. How you feeling about Steelers-Packers? Take your calls, texts, and tweets on it coming up next. Fan Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.